The lawsuit that was dismissed was brought by Dane County, Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, and Dane County Board Chair Scott McDonnell. It challenged the collective bargaining plan on a variety of grounds, among them that a quorum was not present when senators voted on it and that the bill was not related to the special session called by the governor. In her written decision, Dane County Judge Mary Ann Soomey didn't touch on the merits of those complaints. She wrote instead that under longstanding Wisconsin law, Dane County does not have the authority to bring a challenge like this, since it's essentially an arm of state government. Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means says Soomey also left open the possibility that the action could be amended and refiled,
which would allow the individual plaintiffs, including Kathleen Falk, to sue in an individual taxpayer capacity as opposed to an official capacity.
Means says that puts this challenge to the collective bargaining law only temporarily on hold. But he says he's still hopeful that all the challenges to the governor's plan will fail and that the restrictions on collective bargaining rights will go into effect.
We think that ultimately the positions that we're presenting should prevail. I think this is just another step in, you know, one of the three cases that's out there. And, you know, I don't read any more into it than that.
This ruling by Judge Soomey does refer to another pending lawsuit brought by the Dane County District Attorney. That one claims legislators broke the Open Meetings Act when they passed the collective bargaining plan. She wrote, the DA has explicit authority to enforce the open meetings law, while Dane County does not. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.